Thankfully, what hasn't been postponed is the new season of Opera Shorts by Cape Town Opera. You've probably heard the adverts flighting on Cape Talk for a trio of short pieces that are going to be performed at the Artscape Arena Theatre from this Thursday, the 11th of April, until Sunday, the 21st. The programme includes Mozart's The Impresario, as well as Poulenc's La Voix Humaine. But it's the third piece I want to focus on today, which really has the local theatre community in a bit of a buzz, because it's a brand new piece by a South African composer, and it tackles one of the biggest news events of our time. The piece is called Trial by Media, deals with the Oscar Pistorius murder trial, and ahead of its premiere, it's my great pleasure to welcome the creator, Conrad Usman, acclaimed composer whose works have been performed all over the world, including at Carnegie Hall and the Lincoln Center, I should add. He's a graduate of the SA College of Music. He's won several major composition awards, both locally and abroad, currently living in London as he pursues a doctoral degree at the Royal Academy of Music. Conrad, it's wonderful to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for your time and welcome.
Well, thank you so much, Pippa, for that overly audacious introduction. I hope I can live up to it in terms of what comes out of my mouth next. But it's lovely to meet you and to be a guest on your show today.
And look, we really appreciate this because there's been so much anticipation of this event. Any kind of global premiere is an exciting event in the music and theatre world. But this one in particular has piqued everybody's curiosity because of the subject matter. When you think of the things that people write operas about, you think about great tragedies and romances and the like. So this is a modern romance tragedy, the story of Oscar Pistorius and Reeva Steenkamp and the terrible events of 2013. What was it that made you decide that you wanted to write an opera about this?
Yeah, and that's exactly it. It's one of those stories that definitely gripped, not only the South African audience, but also the international audience during the 2010s with that really infamous court case, and how it completely was, for me, when I was watching it, I thought, this is definitely just opera material. It's got the romance, it's got the tragedy, but it's also like completely on its head, because you have this sort of, fallen god character who is Oscar Pistorius, the person who was, before this trial, was completely loved by the South African and international Paralympian audience, and he was just a huge inspiration to so many people, and how that can just change on a dime. And I really wanted to write this opera because it was not just about looking at the trial and its litigation moments, but more also exploring the different perspectives that were present during the trial, and as well as the effect that social media has on those perspectives. And we definitely saw that during the trial, and indeed currently. I mean, when he was just last year, when I was finishing the opera, quite literally was kind of sort of in the movie moment, kind of writing the last scenes, and I heard on the news that his parole was finally approved and he'll be released in January. And it was such a momentous moment for me, because all those, again, the social media and traditional media views came, and so did the comments.
You're listening to Conrad Usman, who is the composer responsible for Trial by Media. It is one of the three short pieces that are being flighted, performed by the Cape Town Opera as part of their new season, which opens at the Artscape Arena Theatre this Thursday, the 11th of April. That you were talking about the multiple perspectives, the role of social media, and how you wanted to sort of show how they wove into one another.
Exactly. And I mean, the librettist for this opera, the late Skalk Skoombe, who's done a lot of plays before and has done a lot of work on Sivadon, he was just the perfect person for this. And he approached me actually initially doing it as a musical. But I really, after a few discussions, we really thought that opera, because of its weight in terms of drama and tension and just the subject matter, fitted so much better in that medium. So it was a privilege to work with him on the words of the opera and me sculpting the music around that. Yeah. And the Cape Town Opera, when their artistic director, Master Lien, approached me about potentially doing this opera, I just thought that this would just be the perfect opportunity for a South African story to be told by a South African cast and a South African opera company. And it is really just, it's going to be a real showstopper. We've got Brittany, one of the... Brittany Smith is actually going to be playing Reeva, and that's one of the core points about this opera, is that we actually recast Riva as an apparition, and she comes back and sort of comments on the whole situation posthumously, and we get that perspective that ultimately was never had, because she was obviously not present during the trial and the aftermath, because she was the victim of this awful crime. So yeah, and we've got a newcomer, Van Veek Venter, who's just the most incredible tenor. He's an up-and-coming star and a monumentous chorus as well, and you know, the magistrate, which is played by both the defense and the prosecutor lawyers that have this big argument and litigation, as well as the judge, who is the ultimate, you know, justice dispenser, and how much, and even her perspective is looked at in terms of, you know, how justice is influenced by public opinion and things. So it's going to be lots of fun. So definitely get your tickets while you can.
Conrad, I'm intrigued. I know you talk about Skulk Skumbi's libretto, and I know obviously he had the court transcripts to draw on. He had loads of social media content and published news articles to draw on for potential contact content and inspiration for lyrics for most of the characters. But as you've rightly pointed out, the one voice we don't have in that storytelling is Reva's own voice. How did you go about creating her perspective? Did you speak to her family members? Did you draw on previous interviews with her before her death? How did you go about creating that perspective, given that it was, as you know, and as you said rightly, unfortunately, the one voice that couldn't be heard during the trial?
Yeah, it's an excellent question. And so what we did, Skulk was very, very clever with the libretto, and he created this dialogue that she had through the only kind of media that we have left of her, which from the source, which is her Instagram feed, and how she was kind of one of the very, you know, earliest kind of forms of influences that we see nowadays. And she talks about how sort of her life that she has in terms of the things that are important to her. And Skulk decided to use all the captions that are present in all those photos. And then through that, we sort of cast what, you know, what is important to her, along with, you know, her, the WhatsApp messages that were so infamous during the trial and you can start to sort of unravel things like, you know, the problems in the relationships and things like that. And then ultimately, in terms of a musical point of view, it was really kind of trying to find that right mood and the right sort of otherworldliness in terms of a musical sound that we can then tie to Riva herself. And and she only comes in very specific points in the opera, and how Fred and Marcel Abramson and Mayer, they've been incredible directors in terms of being able to, she's sort of the only kind of moving figure in this sort of quite stagnant court scene. So it's a really kind of, it's a moving moment for me, I must say. As a composer, this is my first opera. So, I mean, I'm definitely learning so much from the company and everyone around me. And it's definitely been a huge privilege to work with everyone on that. So,
Conrad, one of our listeners on the WhatsApp line challenging the very concept of turning this story into any kind of entertainment, saying, how would Riva's family feel to see their daughter's murder turned into entertainment? Would you like to respond to that?
Yes, definitely. I think all art is entertainment, but I think the main primary point of art is to challenge our opinions about things, and we definitely don't take what we're doing lightly, and it was very important for me and Skulk and the directors of this opera to make sure that we are not actually really focusing too much in terms on a personal level of both Oscar and Riva in terms of their personal characters, but rather trying to sort of create a wider dialogue about domestic violence in South Africa and how that can affect not only the lives of the victims and the persecutors, but also those around us, and how, you know, even to this day and beyond, I mean, there was crises that were happening during the Oscar Pistorius trial. There was, two or three cases in the townships in Cape Town when there was a woman was murdered with an axe, and none of that ever got covered during the Oscar Pistorius trial, because this is, you know, a big white celebrity, and that's all that, you know, the public opinion cared about. And, you know, there are moments in the opera that also talk about that, about the fact that, you know, yes, it was Oscar and Riva, these big stars, but, you know, actually the wider point that we're talking about is how do we deal with, you know, the systemic issue in not only in South Africa, but in an international society. So whilst at this, we're using both Oscar and Riva as an example to draw in an audience, but ultimately, the opera is not about Oscar and Reba, and it's about a trial by media. It's about how the media, both social and traditional, affect the way that we see things like social violence and domestic violence and so forth.
Conrad, it sounds fascinating. And are you going to have the opportunity to fly home to be there for the opening night on Thursday?
Yes, I'm actually in Cape Town at the moment.
You are, you're already. Okay.
unfortunately, I don't have my Cape Town phone with me at the moment, so that's my fault with the connection issues. But it's been great to work with them on the rehearsal, so I'll definitely be there on Thursday night. And I hope to see some of your listeners there. If they need to know where the tickets are from, definitely head to Web Tickets see if you can get a ticket for Trial by Media, along with the two other amazing short operas. And what we've been saying is that the shorts are definitely not, whilst they're short and very accessible operas, they're all sort of under an hour. Mm-hmm. They're definitely, you're going to get a full fat experience. You're going to see costumes. You're going to see movement. You're going to see lights. You're going to see it all. So I hope to see you there.
Conrad, thank you so much for your time. Really pleased to have you on the show today. Conrad Assman, the composer behind Trial by Media, which is one of the three pieces making up Shorts, a festival of pocket operas. Now, the other two are Mozart's The Impresario and Poulenc's La Voix Humaine. Just to note, La Voix Humaine is rated PG. No under 10s allowed, though, for Trial by Media. So do bear that in mind if you are going to book. As Conrad mentioned, the booking platform is Web Tickets. Tickets cost 280 Rand per person for one opera, 500 Rand for the double bill package, and 700 Rand per person if you choose to book for all three. All of the dates, performance information, etc., available on Web Tickets. You are searching for Shorts, a festival of pocket operas. It's on at the Artscape Arena from 11 to 21 April 2024.